Over the years, audits and other reports have revealed weaknesses in NASA's approach to shuttle safety. A massive overhaul of the shuttle's safety systems followed the Challenger disaster in 1986. But in recent years, there have been new questions about the agency's handling of safety. Joining me now is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Good morning.
Morning.
NASA's budget was cut by more than 40% during the 1990s, and some say that's had an effect on safety.
Well, it's certainly possible. It's definitely had an effect on how the agency does business. They've had a hard time keeping personnel. There's been layoffs. There have been turnovers. And when you've got a long-term program like the space shuttle, you like to have people in place who remember stuff, you know, so that when something goes wrong, there's some guy who says, oh, yeah, you know, we had that problem a couple years ago. And he pulls some manual off the shelf and he checks the repair records and says, yeah, that's how we fixed that. That kind of institutional memory gets lost. And Congressional General Accounting Office has looked into NASA's management and personnel and says, look, there are problems here. You know, you guys are not able to keep and retain and hire new people who have this kind of expertise, long-term expertise. Not that they're not good, but just that they don't have the memory.
Since 1996, NASA has used a private company to manage and run much of the space shuttle program. Is there a concern that privatizing the shuttles had an effect on safety?
Well, it's been an issue. You know, United Space Alliance is the name of the company, and it's a joint venture between Boeing and Lockheed Martin. And certainly, you know, when a contractor takes over, there are different kinds of structures that get involved and different kinds of procedures that are used. And there have been internal audits saying that the NASA oversight of the contractor isn't appropriate and perhaps some of the contractor's actions aren't quite appropriate. I mean, what does that mean? It means there's the potential for a problem. Nobody's saying that there is a problem. Nobody's saying that the contractor's done anything wrong. They're just saying long term, you know, these are issues that have to be dealt with. And if they're not dealt with, there could be problems in the future. It's always pointed to, you know, that right now we're fine, there's nothing wrong, but in the future we have to be careful.
Well, how has the agency been addressing these problems?
Well, every time a report from the, you know, the GAO or the Inspector General or somebody like that comes out, NASA first of all says, as you know, look, we're not going to launch the shuttle unless we're convinced it's safe. I mean, that's just a given. And they always take steps to try to ameliorate any specific problems that are mentioned. I mean, there was a couple years ago, 99, I think, there was some question about the wiring harnesses. And so they went into Columbia, as it happens, and did a very thorough checking of all the wires, even the wires that were buried deep in the fuselage. They address the problems, but there's always this murmur of budgets are getting shorter, pressure on NASA to do more with less money, and, you know, the agency has to say, we think things are safe, but people overlooking it can say there could be problems ahead.
Well, NASA's been reminding people in the last few days that space travel is inherently a risky business. So how safe is safe?
Well, I think that's the key question here myself. You know, I'm guessing that at some point at the end of this investigation, there will be a piece or something that will be identified as the cause. And then there will be somebody who will turn up a memo. It might be NASA itself. It might be the media that says, you should watch out for this. And people will say, oh, NASA should have known. But there's a lot of systems that could go wrong. People have to take a certain amount of risk to do something that's dangerous. And if you worry about everything, you can tie yourself in knots and do nothing.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca.